You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. Power Evangelist Ministry would like to invite you to the Awakening Miracle Night hosted by Apostle Ronald Solly, June the 9th at 7:30 p.m. with special guest speaker, Pastor Jim Sinero, who pastors Certain Sound Church in Austin, Texas. And you don't want to miss this awesome night to bring the Word of God to you, the healing anointing, and deliverance. So if you need prayer, you need a miracle, you need healing in your life.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God glory for this day he has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the same yesterday, Jesus is the same today, and Jesus is the same forever. You tuned in to Piercing Darkness Show. We believe in God to do mighty things in your life and all of our listeners. Today I'm going to share the Word of God. You know, we just giving God glory for the breakthroughs that we've been experiencing in Power Evangelism here. We came back last week. I brought you a testimony from our special camp and retreat we did for the young people. We do that every year. And we took a lot of young people to camp, and they were really blessed by what God did in camp. It was amazing to see the fire that was released in camp. It was supernatural how God moved in camp and blessed us. We give God glory for that. So we have that fire on us, and we are ready to experience the fire. Continue in the young people as they take nations, cities, and regions for the glory of God. You know, Jesus Christ has to be glorified. And for him to be glorified, we got to make time for him. So you tuned into this broadcast. Just let people know about it. Share with them so they can know what God is doing. Because this is not a work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. And God is amazing. What he's doing is supernatural, because I believe that the move of the Holy Spirit is so powerful that it is spreading across the nations. What I believe is that the power of God is amazing, because what I saw in the young people is that they have to be around the presence of God and learn how to tap into that presence. That's how they can be able to change, because they're the future leaders, and they have to be impacted now before it's too late, because there's no way we can be able to raise up if Christ tarries, if the power of God is not released to this generation and to the kids, and young people that are rising up, then there's going to be a gap, because then you're going to have a generation of people that don't know nothing about God, and they'll be open to the negative supernatural, which is really wicked. And the enemy is out there to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So that's why I really do these camps, to take young people. No matter how many I take, if they can get an impact of God's presence in camp, that really will change their lives forever. So the gospel must be preached, and the gospel is the power of God. So I believe in miracles, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Our God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that which we think or ask, according to his power that dwells in us. So the power of God is real. It is transforming. It is exciting. So all of you that are joining me on this broadcast today, just don't touch the dial. Go ahead and share this broadcast so people around the world can be able to know about what God is doing. I'm going to preach the word today. I'm going to share testimonies of what God has been doing. I'm going to read you some of the prayer requests we receive, so you can be able to submit your prayer requests so we can be able to intercede for you. Because we want to stand in prayer and in faith, believing God that he will move in your life and he will restore you. So for this entire hour, stay tuned and do not touch the dial, because every second is going to count on how you count down to your blessing. Every second is going to count, because the gospel is sweet. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read a scripture here that I believe is going to inspire your faith. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. So we're going to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. It says in verse 14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So the power of God's word, that he has given us access to call him at any time. But you have to become a believer, you have to become a people of God to be able to get his attention at a level where the scripture makes it very clear that if we shall call upon his name, God's people must call upon his name. So, how do you call upon his name? You have to call upon his name in repentance. You have to call upon his name in humility. You have to call upon his name in faith. So without faith, it is impossible to please God. So you have to believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek him diligently. So faith moves mountains. So if you're going to call upon the Lord, you have to do it out of faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. So why is it that people don't like to call upon the Lord nowadays? Because they're faced with situations in their life, and they allow the enemy to override their abilities to call upon the Lord. So they're caught up in human understanding. But if you're going to call upon the Lord, you'll be out of faith. So how do you call upon the Lord? Faith has to be activated. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. So call upon the Lord, and he will answer thee. My people, who are the people of God? This is a believer, a child of God, who is born again. How do you receive Jesus? You confess your sin. You renounce your iniquity. And you admit that you were born a sinner. You admit that you're born in iniquity, defiled. So you understand that before God said in his word, before you're formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So before you're formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So if God knew you before you're formed in your mother's womb, the iniquity has the ability to defile you. So God says, before you're formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. So the iniquity is the one that causes the defilement. So what is iniquity? These are the sins of our fathers, their disobediences, their rebellion. And when these ones are not dealt with, they hinder you from calling upon the Lord. So you call upon the Lord in faith. You call upon the Lord in faith. So it has to be done out of faith, because without faith it is impossible to please God. So when faith is released and you call upon the Lord, he will answer. He says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There are things that God wants to show you that you don't know, that he'd like to show you, but you don't call upon him. So calling upon the Lord requires faith. And why do we have to call upon the Lord? Can we take care of ourselves? No. You try to say, I got this. I can do it on my own. But humility says, I need your help. Even if something you know, you can be able to do with your human understanding, but spiritual problems are not addressed through human understanding. So spiritual problems are addressed through revelation, through spiritual revelation. So the yoke of bondage that you're dealing with today in your life has been caused by established bondage. So the enemy has established bondage through the years, which works in dialogue with his wickedness to keep you bound. So the enemy uses established altars, altars that have been there through the years, to block you from walking in victory. Now, what I want to really emphasize on right now is the walk of victory over sin, over temptation. So how do you walk over, how do you gain access to victory over wickedness, over sin, over temptation? What must we do to walk in victory over the enemy? What must we do to tap into that realm where nothing can hinder us? So God's glory has to be released. So for the glory of God to be released, there has to be prayer. So we're going to study the word, and we're going to see how we can be able to connect with God in this realm. But I want to read you some powerful testimonies of the people that God has touched and has blessed, that have received powerful testimonies. And then we're going to go into the word. I'm going to share more of what the Lord has done, so you can be able to activate your faith and call upon the Lord on your own, in your room, and he's going to hear you. So here are some powerful testimonies, because Jesus is the one who answers prayer. And these testimonies bring glory to God. You can read these testimonies when you go to a website. You can read about these testimonies when you go to our social media page. Some of them, we post them on our social media page. But all these testimonies bring glory to God. And we're constantly receiving prayer requests. People are always submitting their prayer requests because they need prayer. And God answers prayer. So they need prayer. And we know when we pray, God answers prayer. So God answers prayer because he is God. So nothing is difficult for him when you believe. Can God answer your prayer too? Can you have a testimony? Yes, you can, because God is no respecter of persons. You have to come to him believing, and you shall receive the desire of your heart. And that's what we're dealing with right now. Does God answer prayer? Yes, he does. So we're going to look at some praise reports. After, here's a testimony. After Apostle visited my church, he spoke financial miracles. That's referring to me when I visited the church where she goes. Brethren, after the service, somebody paid two of my members' car payments. They did a good job for $600, but they sent me back a check for $1,400. Thanks be to God. Here is another powerful testimony here. It says, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the seed. After sowing seed, my fast food offering, God increased my finances. What I used to make in 2 weeks, now I make in 1 week. Plus, I am now officially the highest productive tech at my dealer. That be the glory. That be the praise and glory. Just want to testify. He said, put him first. You'll make. If you put him first. So it says, if you put him first, if you put him first, he'll make the impossible possible. Prosperity, financial wisdom, it's all at my feet. To God be the praise. Here's another testimony. Now I'm reading people's testimonies here that have received prayer. Here's another testimony. I was diagnosed with liver cancer, but a friend invited me to church. Apostle prayed for me, rebuked the cancer in Jesus' name. I went for tests, and doctors can't find the cancer. It's gone. Wow, glory be to God. I believe in miracles. What a mighty God we serve. That's another powerful testimony of what the Lord has done for this individual that is testifying of the goodness of the Lord. Here's another testimony. At the Apostle Lucifer said, when Apostle Decrease checks the mail, we received $30,000. Glory to God. We're getting a home. I believe in miracles. So that money that was held was released at the Crusade Post of Lucy when I spoke, receive your check. I mean, receive your miracle, excuse me. And here's another one. When Apostle Decree checks in the mail, we received. So God answers prophetic declarations. Created miracle. Baby receives a complete new heart. after Apostle Sally prayed, prophesied over the situation, glory to God, only one side of my niece's heart was functioning. But after prayer, the doctors confirmed that her heart is 100% good. She is out of intensive care unit. Glory to God. Here's another testimony. The Lord dissolved a cyst supernaturally. The Lord dissolved the cyst supernaturally. Isn't that amazing? How God will dissolve a cyst supernaturally. After doctors had diagnosed me, found the cyst that required a surgery to be removed, but a miracle happened after Apostle prayed for me. The cyst dissolved and surgery was canceled. This is my medical report, glory to God. So the Lord dissolved the cyst. The surgery was canceled. That is the power of God. Miracles still happen, and nothing is impossible when you believe. Nothing is impossible with God when you believe. All things are possible, but you have to believe. So we demonstrate the power of God in these meetings, in these crusades, and we see God doing creative miracles, releasing the Shekinah, and incredibly touching people and setting them free. Because Jesus is the same yesterday. Jesus is the same today, and he's the same forever. I'm going to read you another praise report here. We'll give God glory. I want to give God praise because my 11-year-old cousin had cancer. Last Friday, I invited my grandmother to meet Apostle Sally, who prayed for the picture as point of contact. And when his mom took him to the doctors, had cancer, he was cancer-free. I want to give God praise for the marvelous miracle. Thank you so much for your prayers. Isn't that amazing what God can do? I prayed for the picture as a point of contact, and the cancer was removed. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, not man. You see, the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, call upon me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The things that you do not know that God wants to do, that God wants to show you, but you have to call upon him. You know, as I read these testimonies, my faith level is rising. Glory to Jesus. Here's another one. Praise report. I bet a lot of you are going to love this testimony. Praise report. On the 21st day of the fast, I received supernatural debt pay of $3,764. Most of my credit score went up by 120 points. To God be the glory. My credit score went up 120 points. Wow. Isn't that amazing that somebody's score went up 120 points? So they can be able to buy whatever they want to buy. Because the Lord kicks it up with those points. It's amazing. We have another. I bet a lot of you would like to see your credit score go up. Amen. Just believe God for that. God will do it. Here's another testimony. Praise report. I was wrong. Just got word today. My friend that was in a wheelchair with cancer, I brought to your crusade. You asked him to walk around. His cancer is gone. Yeah, and he was taking down hurricane shadows. Hallelujah. That's an awesome God. She brought a man to our crusade in a wheelchair. I rebuked the cancer. Come in and get out of the wheelchair. He got a wheelchair. Pushed it around. No more cancer. You know, amazing what God can do. Jesus is Lord. Our prayers go forth for the people in Louisiana that have to deal with the storm Barry. Amen. Glory to Jesus. 561-337-9018. That's the prayer line. You can call 561-337-9018. Or you can go to the website, www.thepowerevangelism.net. And you can submit your progress. And we want to pray with you. And believe God to move in your life. There is nothing that's too difficult for God to do. So if you're sick in your body, God is going to heal you. But you have to believe. I always tell people, when you believe, you put the matter in God's hand. When you don't believe, you keep it in your hands. Believe the Lord and you'll be established. Believe his prophets and you shall prosper. The Bible never said, believe. I mean, don't believe. So, you have to believe in what God says. Amen. Glory to Jesus. So the Lord answers prayer. And nothing is impossible when you believe. When you put your faith and trust in God, what you deem to be difficult becomes possible. What you deem to be impossible becomes possible. What seems to be complicated becomes solvable. Because God is the one that works wonders. In Jesus' name. So, let's go to the scripture. But by the way, I want to invite all of you to come and join me September the 13th and 14th of 2019. September the 13th and September the 14th of 2019. We're going to have three special services. Two miracle nights. Miracle nights. When the atmosphere is set for the miracles to take place. And that is going to be on the 13th and the 14th. So the 13th and the 14th, we're going to have two miracle nights. But in the morning, Spirit. So we're going to have the school of the Holy Spirit in the morning. So that's what's taking place. This is coming up in 2 months from now. So mark your calendar. We are going on an intense campaign. We're believing that to put up at least as many billboards as possible, as many invitations as possible to get the word out. So I want to encourage all of you to invite a family, invite a place. We rented a huge facility and want the place to be packed with the power of God moving and miracles happening to the glory of God. So mark your calendar. This is the 13th and 14th. People are coming in from all over the world. So people are going to come in from America, from other parts of the world, to come and experience the power of God. Jesus is the same yesterday. Jesus is the same today. And Jesus is the same forever. So go to a website called twonightsofmiracles.com. Twonightsofthemiracle.com. Twonightsofmiracle.com. That's our website. So for prayer, you can call 561-337-9018. And then what now we're dealing with the ability to get your prayers answered. Because God answers prayer. Most of you are praying for something and you wonder whether God is going to come through for you. You know, the lie the enemy has given to God's people, those that pray, is that when you're praying, your feelings go against what you desire or you perceive. You know, our emotions disconnect from the supernatural. I want you to take that clearly because I'm taking this from my book. Our emotions disconnect from supernatural. Now, you have to get my understand it in deep, but I will explain this to you. You see, the Bible said that you shall live by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So when your emotions are locked into carnality, when your emotions are locked into lack of perception of what God is saying, when your emotions are locked into the stigmatality, the stagnancy, then you cannot perceive in your heart what God is saying. So he wants to imprison your emotions, can become your prison. Your emotions can blind you. Your emotions can block you from seeing God in his glory or in his power. Because the Bible says no flesh can glory in his presence. But we understand when we submit into God's word or when we're led by the Spirit, then it can be very instrumental in helping us. But no flesh can glory in his presence. The carnal mind cannot discern the things of the Spirit. So where does the conflict come from? It comes from failure to perceive what God is saying. It's because your emotions can block you from the ability to perceive or to see or to hear. So that is where the hindrance comes from. So God says in his word, without faith, it is impossible to please him. So God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, so shall he. So God is not mocked. So as long as yes, remember, seed time and harvest shall remain. So as long as the earth remains, there's going to be seed time, and there's going to be what? Harvest. So what we're dealing with here is the ability to sow into the realm where your breakthrough is, to walk into that realm and perceive in your heart how to hear God's voice, how to respond to his instruction, how to respond to his command. For he said, come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And he says, my yoke is easy. He says, my burden is light. So what the enemy does is to break your focus, to disconnect. A lot of you feel a disconnect right now from God because your emotions are not flowing with what God is saying. That's why God said, he that has ears, so the enemy can take ears from you in the spirit, not to hear. So you can't hear. You lack direction because you're not praying. Hallelujah. Now, maybe some of you may wonder, what is he saying? But I just feel like speaking in the language of the Holy Spirit, which is an amazing breakthrough. Moshe Ramantaya Kapushi. It's an amazing thing to speak in the language of the Holy Spirit, because when you speak in unknown tongues, you don't know what you're saying. God gives utterance. Amen. It's a very important way to stay connected with the Lord when you pray in the Spirit. Now, the religious think that this is out of this world. Why are you praying in the Spirit? You must be led by the Spirit. So let's continue to study the Word. So we're dealing with does God answer prayer? So does God answer prayer? Question I have for you today. Does God answer prayer? Yes, he does. Yes, he does answer prayer. When you pray by faith, when you believe, he will answer you. It says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which you do not know. So let's look at the Lord hears thee in the day of trouble. Psalm chapter 20. Look at Psalm chapter 20. Look at Psalm chapter 20. Psalm 20. For those of you watching me on Periscope and Facebook or YouTube, just go ahead and click the share button. You're sharing right now. Amen. It says here, in verse 1, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. One time, a bit slower. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God, of the God, defend thee. Send thee up from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. So the Lord hears prayer. The Lord has a throne. The Lord has established himself. And he is God. And nobody can stop him from being God. Nobody can rebuke him. Nobody can silence him. You see, the media have tried, but they failed. Do you know, even the stones can pray, even the stones can preach. You know, God can convert those famous NBA players, NFL players, and turn them into a preacher. God can turn one of the most famous critics and make him a preacher. God answers prayer. So the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. the name of God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. You know, I know God is very powerful. And I know He answers prayer. Some of you have to deal with these elements in your life that can block you from hearing God speak or allowing God to open your eyes to hear or to perceive in your heart what He's saying. Because if you let your emotions blind you, you will not hear God and you will delay the answers to your prayer. This is why I'm sharing this with you, is because some of you have been praying for something and you're believing that for a breakthrough, but it's not manifested yet. You're wondering what's causing the delay. Why is it not coming through in time? The Bible says you shall reap if you faint not. In due season, it says in due seasons, you shall reap if you faint not. God answers from the throne room. God answers thee out of Zion. From the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Upon Mount Zion there shall be holiness, there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess her possession upon Mount Zion. So there is Mount Zion. That's where God is establishing his throne and is establishing his purpose in his kingdom. So God is on a throne of glory. He's not in the grave. Jesus rose from the dead. Now we see very well the experiences. Now some of you, I'm just being led to share this testimony because I want to really help you understand how to maintain your focus in prayer, because God answers prayer. I'll never forget this one time the Lord summoned me on a mountain in the spiritual realm. I was having an experience where I was spending a lot of hours in prayer, spending long, seeing God, seeking Him. The direction, and God was speaking to me, giving me direction. One time, He gave me an experience, because I was ministering and in power. I've always ministered in power. God has been using me very incredibly, and one of the things that I have to deal with is religious spirits, because religious spirits despise the wisdom of God. They despise the supernatural. Religious spirits despise the way God operates. So when Jesus was on earth, He had to deal with the Pharisees, He had to deal with the Sadducees, and the teachers of the law. So these teachers of the law were jealous, and they were wicked. The question they met is approach, and why He had compassion for the people, and why He was demonstrating the power of God. So Jesus had to deal with these religious spirits. So we go through stages. So while I was maturing in the Lord, so I had to deal with the counterattack, the backlash for being used by God. You had to deal with the backlash, because when you finish a prayer and God moves in miracles, creative miracles, and we talk about creative miracles. I prayed for a woman that was missing a rib. You see, only men miss ribs, not women. But God, the supernatural can, overrule any human limitations. So I was made, demonstrating the power of God in unusual ways. Just came from America, from Africa, and I don't believe in this myth that miracles only happen in Africa and the third world, they don't happen in America. That's a lie. Anywhere I go, God is present, miracles happen. The same miracles I see in Africa, I see in America, or in any other part of the world I go to. Miracles. Because it doesn't matter where you are. When people are open to what God wants to do, He's going to do it. So I'm ministering in this state. God is doing unusual miracles, creative miracles. So one of the guys that was, helping on the team had a religious spirit, so he began to really come against me and question the supernatural, vocalizing his position. So word got back to me, and I was offended. So I was dealing with that offense, but I didn't let it go. You have to be careful. You're praying to God, not to allow offense to block you. So some of you, that's why your prayers are being hindered. So the offense came because this guy is, what I couldn't figure out is how can you be around the man of God and you see these tangible miracles, signs and wonders, and then say, well, it's not real. Because you've seen people come sick, lame, dying in their family, and God healed them. And I remembered, you know, so it really didn't sound well to me, and I was really not happy. But God doesn't like us to hold on to things like this. Because, you know, if you think about it, Judas was on the team of Jesus. He saw the miracles. He saw Jesus walk on water. There's nothing he did not see the Lord didn't do. He still betrayed him. So this man was more like a, you know, a betrayer. So I was dealing with that. So the Lord wanted to show me what the enemy was doing. So God opened my eyes. I spent hours in prayer, many hours. I'm not talking about cheeseburger, real time in prayer in God's presence. So spending time in prayer, pursuing God, you know, God is really speaking to me. So he opens my eyes. He shows me an experience. You know, Paul talks about these experiences where he's caught up in the glory and is in a different realm. And he enters a different realm where he sees things that, you know, the natural won't make sense in the natural, but are real. Because we're thinking of human beings that what we see in the natural realm is the real world. No. The buildings that you see and the things you see around, that is not real. The real world is the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm is extremely real. And a lot of you don't see, you don't know what's happening around you. You won't even know. God won't show you. There's too much, you know, things that are happening. Unless God opens your eyes, you never know. So God opened my eyes to show me what the enemy was doing. So the Lord called me to the mountain, and I saw the mountain Horeb. So the Lord is calling me to the mountain Horeb. It's in the Bible. So as I'm ascending to go to mountain Horeb, I'm ascending to go receive instruction, because angels were being summoned to the mountain and being given assignments by the Lord. So angels were flying up there. I could see the mountain. I could see the lightning, the thunder. You know, Moses went to mountain Horeb. So I could see the thunder. I could see the activity there. And I could see the lightning and the sounds of angelic activity and from everywhere in the spiritual realm. So I was being summoned by God to go and receive assignment, receive instructions on what he wants me to go do. So as I'm being summoned to go on the mountain, I'm climbing, I'm ascending. As I'm ascending, a huge angel, I mean, this angel was so huge, like, I don't know what kind of building to use as an example, but he's so big, way bigger than me. The angel was extremely big, that the sound that came from his movement was like a Concorde, like a rocket, the sound. Huge angel, probably maybe 25 feet, I don't know, but it was so huge. So he passed me, and he's ascending, so he was going at a high speed, so I'm ascending, I'm trying to keep up to go to the Lord, because the Lord has called me, I'm going up there. And then I turn to my left, and I see this man that was coming against me. He was in a corner on my left side, and where he was dark. There was a dark cloud around him. It was very strange. And he was looking at me with that mockery face, like sarcastic, like, what are you going to do, blah, blah, blah. So when I saw him and I was distracted by him, that little distraction, then I began to, instead of ascending, I began to move towards him. Like somehow he was pulling me towards him. And then I woke up from that experience. And I let that offense go right there. I said, Lord, forgive me for holding this offense. I let it go instantly, because I don't want my prayers to be hindered. When you hold into offense, when you hold a grudge, when you hold people in your heart, your prayers will not be answered. I want you to hear me today. I don't care what they did to you. I don't care what they said to you. You do not hold offense. And me, I don't do that. That's something I learned a long time ago. So the kind of anointing I carry, the measure of grace I walk in, and the authority I walk in, God had to show me that, because I can't. I got focused on what God has called me to do. The real warfare is not the people you're dealing with. They may act like fools, but it's not the people. The real warfare is in the spiritual realm. And God was showing me this man is a non-factor, but unless you make him a factor, if you hold onto the offense, then the enemy, the demons are working through him, have the foothold, and they can be able to hinder you. So some of you are being hindered by the things, and you wonder why your breakthrough is not coming, because you're holding onto the things. And immediately I let this man go. Boom. I went into a different realm. And if, you know, a few weeks later, the Lord summoned me into heaven. I was caught up in glory, and I was in heaven. And the angel of God was taking me on a tour on a golf cart. In heaven, they have golf carts too. And I could see the mansions. I could hear the angels sing. I saw the buildings. I saw the streets, the glory, the realm. Everything was amazing. There are many experiences that I can't share right now on my social media or radio, because, you know, this is amazing. Because, you know, God answers prayer. But the reason why you have not seen the manifestation, the things that have to be dealt with, the iniquities, the offenses, the secret sin in your life that has to be dealt with. You got to deal with the secret sin. It's 51, 59, excuse me. I believe it's 59. Let me check. I want to make sure that I quote it. It says, yes. It says in Psalm 51. It says here, verse 9, hide thy face from my sins and blood, create me a clean heart, O God. Psalm 51, verse 9, hide thy face from my sins, blot out all my iniquities, create in me a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me, cast me not away. From the take not the Holy Spirit from me. So you see what sin does? It moves you out of God's presence. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Sins. Unconfessed sin is a hindrance to prayer. Iniquity is a hindrance to prayer. An unclean heart is a hindrance to prayer. So renew a right spirit within me. He says, cast me out from thy presence, verse 11. Take not the Holy Spirit away from me. When you grieve the Holy Spirit, your prayers will not be answered. God is not mocked. What you sow is what you reap. You say, well, how do I grieve the Holy Spirit? Many times, that's why you have to confess. Never go to prayer before confessing your sin. You see, the religious spirit wants you to think that God is answering prayer. You know, I do conferences. I pray for the sick all the time. They brought a woman paralyzed totally to a service last year when I was at a conference, and she got out of the wheelchair. Gradually, you could see the miracle. Dead legs came to life, and she began to move. You could see the same miracles we see when Jesus Christ prayed for the woman, for the man. I mean, when the disciples of Jesus prayed for the man at the get called beautiful. We have another man that was totally paralyzed halfway down. They took him to Buddha priests, and it didn't work. They took him, you know, they couldn't do anything for him, so they brought him to our service, and the Lord healed him. Now, he not only does he play football, soccer, basketball, he goes to work. Jesus is a miracle working God. He does miracles. He answers prayer, because he's the same yesterday. He's the same today and forever. Jesus says, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which you do not know. There are things that you don't know in your life that God wants to show you, but you have to call unto me. Now, if you look at verse 16, he says, for thou desirest trust, as would I give it. Thou delightest not in but offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So when you come before God, you have to come in brokenness, not in pride, not murmuring and complaining. It says, may the murmur like some of the murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. This is the thing that God has been teaching me in my walk with Him. But, you know, I'd like you to know this, because this is going to bless you. Don't let anger ruin your destiny. For fool has said in his heart, there is no God. In 1 10, verse 9. Let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. It says verse 10, neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. So some of them, they murmured, destroyed of the destroyer. Why were they murmuring? So confess your sins. Murmuring is one of the things that really continues daily. The enemy wants you, because when you're in the flesh, the word I give you praise is impossible. You're always going to murmur and complain. I was teaching the other day during my one-on-one with you on my Facebook page. For those of you here on the radio right now, go to Facebook and search me under Apostle Ronald Sally and just like my page. And whenever I come live, you can be able to follow me to get those teachings I do on Facebook. And also Periscope. You can download the Periscope app and you'll be able to get a play of and the iPhone app store, and just tap in Periscope, download it, and search me, Adam Apostle Ronald Sutton. Whenever I come live, I'll do the share. God revealed to me that the reason why people are stuck in their situation is because of frustration. And God was speaking to me specifically, when you're frustrated, you stop the flow of the anointing. You stop the flow of the anointing, literally. Does that explain why there's constant corruption or pollution around you? It's to frustrate you. So when you're frustrated, you cannot tap into what God is doing. Because they're not in response to praise, to declarations, not frustrations. You know, thy kingdom come. Never said thy kingdom is lame. No. Thy kingdom come. That will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Your attitude towards God determines how soon you get your prayers answered. So at the moment, like some moment, will destroy the destroyer. So if I was not going to let press go, I was going to enter my appointment with the most important. You know, there's nothing people that have done to you is worth attention to. Check it from what God is saying. And worth it. It says in Psalm 59, verse 1. It says, deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. Verse 1, Psalm 59. Deliver me. So God makes it very clear that He will deliver you. You have to call Him. So, deliver me from my enemies, O God. Defend me from them that rise again. So who's going to defend you? God. Not sympathy. In Psalm 56, let's look at Psalm 56. It says, in verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies will daily swallow me up. For there be many that fight against me, O thou Most High. What time I am afraid, I'll trust in thee. In God will I praise his word. In God I put my trust. I'll not fear what flesh can do unto me. So God answers prayer. He knows you're dealing with enemies. He knows how to deal with them. But yet, with them, he says, in God, verse 4, I put my trust. I'll not fear what flesh can do. Every day they rest my words or their thoughts against me for evil. So the psalmist knew that some people want him to be bread and butter, but he gave it to God. He's not murmuring, he's not complaining, but he's entrusting God with his battle. God will take it on. So that's praise. Praise when you take bothering you and open up your heart to God and use the God approach to dealing with it. Murmuring and complaining is when you look for sympathy from men, humans, whose sympathy cannot deliver from even the enemies that come against you. Just because you're able to convince people to come on your side, it doesn't mean you've been delivered or vindicated. The warfare you're dealing with has to do with what you carry most of the time, not because you're having bad luck. Because God, if God has blessed you, you're going to face opposition. But God answers prayer. Pray with you right now. Before I continue, if you can hear the sound of my voice on radio, I know we're reaching millions through the radio and on social media. I'm going to make this a special announcement. God answers prayer. So I'm going to pray right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, there are people who can hear the sound of my voice right now, girl. In bondage, they're heartbroken, they're kept in grudges, they're kept in frustrations, they're dealing with inconsistencies, questioning your love, questioning their faith. I pray the Lord you deliver them from the enemy who has embedded them in the belly of the well. May they find in their heart not to hold offense but to forgive and let go and humble themselves so they can be delivered from the plan of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm going to make a very powerful statement here. I know God has answered my prayer. A lot of you now are being delivered from the oppressor and the enemy. Do you know that the enemy knows that unforgiveness is a powerful weapon that turns into a chemical or biological warfare? You know how many Christians end up missing the opportunity to spend eternity with the Lord because they're holding onto? You know believers could end up in hell if they don't forgive, if you study the scripture. Be very careful not to allow the enemy to detain you in some type of bondage. Forgive us our trespasses, forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy kingdom, thine is the kingdom, thine the power, thine the glory forever. Thank you for taking time to hear what I have to share. I believe that the word is uplifting and inspiring. And stop questioning God that as he has a prayer, he does. Just believe. Trust him. Trust not better than understanding revelation. Do you know Christ? Do you know him? Do you know him? And once you know him, he will see you through. I want to encourage you right now to go to my website, www.powerevangelism.net, and enroll to become a partner today, to partner with us as we take the gospel to the nations, to regions, to different continents around the world, lifting up Jesus. So you can partner with the minister and enroll to partner. And you can, a partner can give a dollar a day or one-time donation, whatever amount you want to give to help us advance the gospel. It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. And that the impact that is gained from these crusades is lasting. I've been doing this for some time, and I know it's for real. Miracles still happen, and the gospel must be preached before the end comes. Imagine the support in Louisiana and other parts of the world that are going through shakeups right now, the earthquake in California, you know, the people that are going through the crisis at the border in Mexico, and also in South America, people that don't know Jesus, in Europe. So it's migrants that are dying trying to cross over from Africa to Europe, in the sea, capsizing, in the Syria crisis. It's really signs of the end time, but the gospel must be preached. You may be in your comfort, enjoying your tea, with millions of dollars in your account, and say, what do I do with this money? Send it, so we can use it to preach the gospel. We're going to rent largest auditoriums and stadiums, not only in America, but around the world, and pack them up with people to hear the gospel. We're not campaigning for men. They're campaigning for Jesus. So you can partner with this ministry and align yourself under the anointing. Because when you sow, you make a difference in somebody's life. Put a call for those who don't know Jesus Christ. Simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I repent and I renounce my sin. I renounce my iniquity. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept you in my heart as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving my soul. I am born again in Jesus. Amen. Now, if you made a commitment to Christ, you're born again. Keep the faith and don't lose the faith. Find a Bible-believing church and attend. Grow in faith. May the Lord find you in faith when he returns. Because he's coming with his presence. You take over surprise. In Jesus' name. God is a The gospel that I share has been a blessing. And those of you on radio, we come to you every Saturday at the same time, bring you the power of God on this radio station. And if you want to hear encouraging word and hear testimonies, and we're going to bring you highlights from all these crusades we're doing, and you hear, we take you where the event was and what happened. And that helps build you, setting the atmosphere for God to move in your life. And that's the only way you'll be able to break forth into what God wants to do. The sky is the limit. There's nothing impossible. But the one impossible doesn't exist in tabulary. God is the deliverer and the healer. So stay tuned on this broadcast. Again, next week I'll be back to bring you an exciting program. Our prayer line is 561-337-918. Call you for prayer right now, and somebody's going to answer the prayer line, 561-337-9008. Or you can write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. And the good Lord to you. And I'll be back again next week bringing my exciting programming. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.